every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard a Tuesday into a Wednesday edition Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline broadcast across the country and again around the globe on iHeartRadio. We're also on TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the always reliable SportsByline.com. Click on Listen Live, top of the page. We'll do a lot of baseball today. Day in the final segment, but we're going to lead it off with Mike Griffith, who is fresh off a cruise. Good for him. And SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Media Days, college football right around the corner. We get pro football off to a, I'm not going to say a rousing start on Thursday night, but yeah, we'll get the LA Chargers and the Detroit Lions at the annual Hall of Fame game. Away we go. Let me just say this, too. New York City was crazy for 8 days. I mean, just nuts. I mean, including the mass shooting last night, parts of Manhattan locked down, St. Patrick's Cathedral all the way up to 52nd Street, the NFL headquarters, also some financial service companies. It was a very, very tragic night, of course. But you just couldn't move about is what it amounted to. But I hunkered down, watched the Mets get a big lead early. They have captivated New York and the tri-state area over the Yankees, who again lost last night 4-2 to Tampa. The Yanks are going the wrong way. They are just going the wrong way. And they went with a Walpole, Massachusetts kid who just – you know, gave up the early home run, and the Rays were not to be denied. But and the Red Sox let one get away in Minnesota against the Twins with two in the bottom of the ninth. That one stung. Toronto is starting to show some dings, some chinks in their armor. So you know, we're going to turn the calendar this week to August, the dog days of summer. Baseball's heating up. And obviously, we're going to get the NFL rolling in preseason form, which, you know, it's football, right? That's what the majority of the people that I have queried said. Yeah, it's football. All right. Away we go. Lots to get to. And obviously, the trading deadline coming up as well on Friday, or actually Thursday. We're coming.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday here at Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, good to have Mike Griffith, who been working, I mean, a yeoman's effort with these conference media days, Michael. And, you know, the NFL will kick off on Thursday with some preseason action. Good thing they don't have preseason college football, huh? I mean, they could get away with it. How are you, Mike? Welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. You know, and I heard Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, talk about, you know, maybe some ideas for college football now that we're, you know, expanding the playoffs and going deeper into the season and championship games being later than what we're accustomed to. And he says, hey, why don't we start the season a little sooner? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, now that they've got these off-season workouts that they're allowing and now that players are being paid, why are we talking about bye weeks if we've got 105-man rosters full of scholarship players at 105? Why not start the season earlier and get rid of the bye weeks so that maybe we can still be talking about championships in the first or second week of January instead of going into the third or fourth week when we're seeing these college games butt head-to-head with the NFL? I don't think any of us really like that too much. I don't want to have to choose.
No, I totally agree with that. Hey, you know what I did last year that I haven't done in a while? I mean, I've done it before being a New England kid, you know, Harvard, Yale, stuff like that. When John Feinstein, God rest his soul, passed away earlier this year or late last year, I don't remember now, but he wrote a book on the Ivy League, and I took in some Ivy League football last year, Brown University, in Providence, got to see some Ivy League football. You know, the disparity between, and I'm not going to say the have and the have-nots, I loved it, Mike. I really do. So I'm throwing you a curveball here. But sometimes, you know, if you need a football fix, I loved it. I really and truly did. Now, look, is it Alabama-Auburn? No. Is it Alabama, you know, Vanderbilt when the Commodores set the world on fire last year? No, and I'm not going to pretend that it is. But you know what? Football's football. And at that level, it was very interesting. And then I was stunned to realize how many Ivy Leaguers have made it to the National Football League. Not a ton, but enough to make a difference, quite frankly. Let me hear.
Well, sure. But I'll be honest, Marty, for me, it's the service academies. I mean, first of all, you're talking about men and women that are being trained. You know, those are our heroes, let's face it. You know, our armed forces, those are the real heroes that protect our country and our way of life and sacrifice. And they do that without cheering crowds and whatnot. But yet we see Army and Navy and Air Force, and, you know, they're able to represent those brands on the college football gridiron. And And they've been doggone impressive. You know, you think back to some of the games Army and Navy and Air Force have had and the way they've gone toe-to-toe. And I've covered teams that play the service academies. Let me tell you, you know, they come out of those games beat up. I mean, because those service academy guys, they train on a different level. They have a different mindset. And that's no offense to the college players because they're very committed. But you're talking about some men there and the stakes that they play with. I saw the Army baseball team play Georgia just a season or two ago, and boy, they took them the distance in the, you know, the brotherhood that those guys had. And for me, when you talk about Ivy League, or for me, the service academies, you talk about the pageantry in the history. And, you know, I'll be curious to see how the service academies fare, you know, in this NIL era. Army's done a heck of a job, and Navy too, you know, and Air Force had down here, but I expect them to bounce back. You know, but to me, that's intriguing to me. And I don't know if there's a way. I know this. Georgia has a linebacker who came through the portal from Army. And this guy is supposed to be something. And I'm curious, now, how is he going to fit into the Georgia football culture? This is the toughest practices in college football, according to NFL people. Not me, because I cover them. This is what NFL scouts tell you. How does an Army guy fit into this? And talking to the teammates, you know, oh, yeah, he's there for the – he can handle that. Now, talent-wise, what's going to happen? Could we see an Army guy, you know, fit into the SEC and be an impact player? I'm really interested and excited to see that and see what opportunities come out of that and see how the service academies fare in the NIL era, if there's a way they can stay competitive as they've been for decades. And one way or another, they found a way to cause problems for a lot of people with their offenses and option football and discipline.
You know, Mike, I'm so glad you brought that up. And do we understand it's a standalone game, I think, for the most part, but Army-Navy, that first Saturday in December, and then it hands off to the Heisman at the Downtown Athletic Club in New York. I mean, you're exactly right. I don't think we have a full grasp of how, A, good these guys are, and, B, how tough they are. Real quick, give me a follow-up, and then we'll move on.
Well, it goes together. I mean, the same principles that coaches try to instill in college football programs, and every time I hear Kirby Smart talk about the discipline and the drive and the brotherhood and the commitment and the willingness to do your job for the benefit of others, it's synonymous with what I experienced in the 82nd Airborne. I mean, you know, you had a job to do, and you understood that you had a role, and everybody follows orders, and there's no time to question it. It's not your job to question. It's your job to execute. You know, obviously the stakes are much higher, you know, when people's lives are on the line. But it's the same mentality. And so when you have programs that are able to build that brotherhood and that chemistry, the willingness, you know, I hear so much about the guys that play for the G, right? And as I've told you before, for me it was that, you know, American flag on my shoulder. And that's the brand that they fight for, and it's what represents. And that's all they need to see to feel that commitment level. And I know that's challenged nowadays. I know in this era of social media, and obviously we're not going to go off the rail with politics, I understand that principle has been challenged, but for those that have served and been willing to sacrifice, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep. Mike, you know, a nice little respite for you. You caught a cruise. You got a nice little respite, but we only got a few minutes left in this first segment. Then we'll carry on. But what stands out to you when you take a bird's eye, eagle-eyed view of college football this fall, right around the corner? What comes to mind immediately? I mean, is it the name, image, likeness? Is it the portal and how these guys fit in, like you said moments ago? What comes to mind for you real quick?
Well, it's the changes in the game, you know, and it's the evolution of the game and then the necessity for change under this new model. If student-athletes are going to be paid and you know, have a share of the team's profits, you're going to have to do things differently. And how do you do that and still maintain a college model? Because we all know that, you know, football is the revenue train. And in the past years, we've seen college football programs make money, and a lot of that profit gets redirected into other sports and other opportunities, some of the Olympic sports. You know, they're not going to make money, you know, on the swim team. They're not going to make money on the volleyball team. There's a lot of sports that don't make money but still give student-athletes an opportunity to compete in what we call the Olympic sports. And then we watch our country, you know, face other countries on a global scale in the Olympics every 4 years. What happens to those Olympic sports? How do we continue to redirect money? Well, at the same time, programs trying to be competitive with those monies and outbid other schools for players. And so what gives, right? What part of the infrastructure do you have to sacrifice on? Well, for the richer schools, you don't. because there's enough money to go around. But in some of the smaller schools, it's very much going to separate the haves from the have-nots, and we've kind of seen that division now, you know, with the Big Ten and the SEC. You know, they're far and above the two primary conferences with the most money, and then it drops down a little bit to the ACC and Big 12. Now, football-wise, I think the ACC and the Big 12 are going to stay invested. But what you're going to see happen is some of the other sports, for example, maybe soccer, maybe baseball, whereas maybe a school like Georgia in the SEC or Michigan in the Big 10, they can give everybody 100% scholarship now in these sports. Maybe in some of the other conferences, they don't have enough money to go that deep in their non-revenue sports. So what you're going to see is the power conferences are going to take over all sports, because they're going to be able to fund those non-revenue sports in a much more aggressive way than the schools that don't have as much money.
That is very interesting, Mike. I couldn't agree with you more. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, talking college football and college sports at the whole. We only got a minute and a half here, but here's what I want to say. I mean, so it's going to be the almighty dollar. It's like the Yankees and the Celtics and the Lakers and the Bulls in their heyday. Do we just follow the money train? Is that what you're telling me?
For the most part, but every now and then you'll see a program and a coach that'll find a way. I thought what Arizona State did last year was inspirational. I liked the job that coach did, and how long can the Sun Devils keep that coach, and can they win the Big 12 again? I mean, it was miraculous what they did last year, but they had some special players, right? Scadaboo, that running back, was phenomenal. He was a difference maker. Do they have a catalyst like that again? And we've seen that in professional sports, too. We've seen at times, it's not always the big money teams. It's not always the Dodgers and the Yankees. Every now and then you'll get a team in there that'll have a hot pitcher or young players that maybe haven't come up for their second contract that'll find a way. So that Cinderella is still out there. Now, basketball, college basketball last year, everybody said, well, where's the Cinderella? I said, you're looking at them. Four out of the five starters on the Florida team are transfers. They're all rosters made up of Cinderella. So that's what makes it a little bit more challenging. Now, in basketball, you can do that year to year quicker, smaller roster, easier turnover, easier to build that chemistry when you play more games. Football, it's more challenging. Not impossible, as we saw last year. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, they've done some great things with transfers, and we'll see if maybe can the Rebels. Ohio State had some very pivotal transfers, a very strong program, and then you had a former SEC rushing champ, the best defensive player out of the SEC, and you know the eventual center of the year from Alabama. All of a sudden, and a Big 12 championship quarterback. All of a sudden, Ohio State they did it just right. They had a good base, and then they went out and got some high priced guys that made a difference.
No question. You hang in there. We're going to get to the Florida quarterbacking situation. Speaking of the Gators, and that was a miracle ride through March Madness. That was fun to watch. It really was. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We roll on. It's Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. Coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports, it is the second half with Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's a regular. He's our college football insider. Nobody does it better. He really does an outstanding job. Mike, what's going on with Billy Napier and the Florida Gators in terms of the quarterbacking situation? Let's start right there.
Yeah, well, you know, we all had concerns about DJ Lagway. I mean, you know, this is a transformative player that really played a big role in the Gators' turnaround last year. I mean, he throws such a catchable ball, but beyond that, the charisma. You know, and Billy Napier talked about having a guy like this in the building, and really the quarterback on any team sets a tone. You know, whether you like it or not, that position's integral. But their hands are on the ball every play. They have the ability to change outcomes, you know, with one throw for better or worse, or one mistake, or one good read, or one phenomenal effort. And Lagway seems to have that it factor. And so a lot of Florida's success this year, I believe, is on his shoulders. And we knew in the offseason there were some limitations, whether it was a shoulder, whether it was a sports hernia that contributed that. We heard, you know, various reports. And then now recently it's a strained calf on a team run, according to Billy Napier. But, you know, the thing that's concerning, and not to pick on Florida, but there's just such a lack of transparency in college sports now. And now that it's become this high-dollar event with money being involved and the price of it and the investment that you're asking for the fans, it's time to open it up. You know, there's a reason why these NFL training camps are open. And, you know, I saw a clip the other day from a Cowboys practice of George Pickens making a one-handed grab, something he did a million times at Georgia. You don't see that at practices for college teams, because the coaches are worried about the spying and the information. And I thought to myself, do I think for a minute that practice clip or having those fans at practice, is that going to cost a team a Super Bowl or a playoff spot? Absolutely not. And nor would it in college football. And I feel like it's time for these coaches, and they make enough money, to put the big boy pants on. And if you're going to charge more, if we're going to pay more for these television channels that cover these networks, and I do freely, don't get me wrong, that's where I choose to invest my entertainment dollar. When I'm not covering
I'm
the sport,
you.
I'm watching it at home. Hey, I'm good with it. But I want more. I want to see more. I want to know more. I want to be more in tune. I don't want to just hear what the coach tells me and, you know, don't ask, I'll tell you who the backup is on game day. No, that model is out the window now that you're demanding these rates and these prices. You're gonna have to give a little bit. And I think that's the next thing we'll see. We're hearing now, Marty, that there's gonna be injury reports coming out. Well, thank goodness, because there's obviously sports gambling, and for years and years, you know, the sports gambler, the legal sports gambler, if you want to say it that way, has been at a tremendous disadvantage on the injuries. The guys in Vegas know what's going on, but the sports gambler doesn't. And so now you're starting to see some of these injury reports come out to the benefit of the fan, as it should be. So to me, the next step is more open practices in the preseason and perhaps even more in the spring when, my goodness, that's really the developmental stage of the game.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You know, Mike, too, I don't know what the most pressure-packed position is, but it's quarterback, obviously. Where, though? Is it Notre Dame? Is it Alabama? Is it Michigan? I mean, that position is so dissected now, now more than ever. I mean, we forget Brady was kind of like a part-timer in his days at Michigan. That position, goes without saying, is the most pressure-packed. Where's the most pressure lie in terms of a signal caller in college football, 2025?
Well, you brought up Notre Dame, and obviously they've got a quarterback change going with Riley Leonard, and boy, wasn't he inspirational. You know, I don't know what kind of pro he'll be, but he goes down as a college football legend to me. I know the Irish didn't win it all, but he put him on the brink of something special and brought Notre Dame back into light. And now, you know, in this NIL era, now people are saying, hey, you know, let's advertise with this Notre Dame brand. It's a national brand again. And you know, the head coach has a lot to do with that. Boy, he's phenomenal, Marcus Freeman. What a great coach he is. If he was a stock, I'd be investing, right? Hope the Irish can keep him. He's the kind of guy the NFL likes to take, you know. But the Alabama quarterback situation. And I say Alabama because I look at what Alabama has in place. Four starting offensive linemen returning. Two fantastic wide receivers coming back, and a second-year coach who missed the playoffs and lost to Vanderbilt last year. The Alabama brand was damaged by not making the playoff last year. They'd become the gold standard. And not seeing Alabama in the playoff, everybody said, aha, you know, Nick Saban's gone. Well, is it still aha Nick Saban's gone, or does Kalen DeBoer effectively replace this quarterback? He did a remarkable job with Michael Penix at Washington, and of course the Falcons benefited from that, and Michael has quite a story himself, having started his career at Indiana after Tennessee pulled his scholarship. But we've seen DeBoer build quarterbacks before, and as fantastic of an athlete as Jalen Milroe was and is, one season with a new coach simply isn't enough to build a system around him or to teach him your system. Now we're in year two with Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. The culture has had time to change. Everybody speaks the same language now. He's got his former offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, back from the NFL. It is a pressure-packed situation. Alabama has to get back to the college football playoff to regain that momentum. And whoever the new starting quarterback is, and they have some pretty good options, they're not hurting them. Ty Simpson was once a five-star, and I know he sat for a while, but he's plenty capable. And Austin Mack's a guy that signed up for Kalen DeBoer at Washington and transferred into Tuscaloosa. So Bama's got some answers. They've got also a phenomenal freshman quarterback coming in. They open at Florida State. Speaking of pressure-packed programs, what happened? Didn't she used to be Florida State? What happened to Florida State? Is Florida State going to return to the level of feared team? Because since Georgia wrecked them in the Orange Bowl, when their high-priced transfers opted out, one of the unintended consequences of the portal, kids not as bought in, didn't care as much for the brand, didn't show up to play in that Orange Bowl, got trounced, worst bowl loss in history. Can Florida State recover from that? And you saw the damage to the psyche of that program that Orange Bowl did. Do they recover? They got a chance to make it all right in their opening game. They got the Crimson Tide coming down there to Tallahassee.
They do.
The Tide's got to get it right, too. I'm telling you, that game right there, in the new Florida State quarterback, he's talking smack. I said, oh, my goodness, the appetite is wet for this one.
Mark my words, if Florida State gets blown out in week one, they won't recover. Mike, they were 2-10 last year after a national championship run. Come on now.
With a coach who just had his salary raised about $10 million. I mean, oh, my gosh, everybody's looking around the room about that. So, yeah, Mike Norvell loved it. And this is a guy that's built good programs. Hey, listen, Mike Norvell's there for a reason. He did a whale of a job at Memphis. This guy's a good coach. And it looked like he was the right man for the job at Florida State, too. But what we learned is this. Pity parties don't work in college football. When their guys opted out and said, oh, everybody, oh, Florida State missed the playoff and they were undefeated, all these poor kids. Hey, you want to throw a pity party for a football team? It's the worst thing you can do. 18 to 23-year-old, 24-year-old, they don't need pity, okay? They need challenges. They need to learn from adversity. They need to grow from adversity. They need to embrace adversity. They don't need ESPN throwing a pity party, right? Oh, so sad. These guys didn't make the playoff. What do they have to play for? What do they have to play for? I can tell you didn't play sports. Anytime you go on the field and put that helmet on, you got something to play for. You're putting that brand on. You're putting that spear on your helmet and taking the field. You got something to play for. Let me tell you, that Florida State brand was built by Bobby Bowden. and many young men that sacrificed and pulled upsets and took on bigger, stronger, faster teams and found ways. That's what you've got to play for, that commitment to that school that decided to sign you and invest in you and your teammates to go through the workouts with you. You know, you may have an opportunity for the NFL, but the guy next to you, he's going to be telling his grandkids about this game someday. There's no NFL waiting for him. That's what you've got to play for.
Hey, how about Vandy last year against Alabama? Right to what you just said. And we only got about a minute and a half, so we got to be quick. We're up against a hard break. But, man, I love that with Vandy last year. Loved it.
Yeah, well, Clark Lee is a fantastic coach that, you know, understands the Vanderbilt culture, that had everybody playing for a cause, and that had a phenomenal player in Diego. I mean, this quarterback is a guy that put the team on his shoulders, that had swagger, that said, hey, we can do this. We can play with these guys. And he was a playmaker. He could do above and beyond. He wasn't just a caretaker of the offense. This guy was a player, and it didn't matter where he came from or where he transferred from. So, you know, that was a great story, and it just goes to show you about the depth of the SEC. That ain't happening in Purdue. They ain't knocking off Ohio State, okay? Ain't happening in that league. That's called depth. When Vanderbilt beats Alabama, that is what you call depth, and that's what the SEC is about. You go on the road in the SEC on any given Saturday, anybody can win. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what your record is. There's depth there, and there's still enough programs and enough kids invested in the culture that they're going to play football, you know, for that name on the helmet and in that school that chose to take a chance on them. That's what we saw at Vandy last year. Kudos to Clark Lee and the Commodores. It was an incredible victory, and they gave Texas all they wanted too, by the way.
Yeah, and they did, and I'll tell you what, Clark Lee, Notre Dame lineage right there. Hey, Michael, you are the best. Let's effort you later on in the week. I love you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one.
You got it. Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I could listen to him all day and night. Coming back on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, Marty Trout. We're going to check the headlines of the day. You know, one of the topics that I meant to touch on yesterday and just flat out ran out of time, and great job out of Brock Hines, was Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh with the Steelers and the Terry Bradshaw condemnation of said quarterback. You know what's really weird is look at the career curve of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. They're almost identical. I mean, they really and truly are. Now, will we see Aaron Rodgers do what Brett Favre did in Minnesota after his failed mission in New York? And not only that, think about the number of quarterbacks that have gone from, you know, their place of stardom where they really etched out and performed the lion's share of their heroics and their all-pro capabilities and accomplishments to going to New York. I mean, think about it. Favre, Rodgers, Kurt Warner. People don't even remember this. Kurt Warner played with the New York Giants, and I've never even looked up his stats. It was that irrelevant. I mean, it's kind of like where tired old quarterbacks go to sabotage their careers. And so there's a lot of storylines that we will follow in the National Football League. I mean, Penix, the aforementioned Mike Penix, we heard Mike Griffith refer to him, supplanting Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. It's going to be very interesting to watch Michael Penix get the reins of the Falcons and see what he does with it. Baker Mayfield just restructured, I believe, got an extension in Tampa. The New Orleans situation in terms of quarterback, probably going to be a disaster. And the Saints are going to be not only bad, they're going to be really bad, my opinion. But if you think about this, Aaron Rodgers does he go from the oven to the frying pan, leaving New York and the disaster that was his tenure with the New York Jets, and now goes to Pittsburgh, where that is a franchise in decline. I mean, if you really look at the Steelers and break it down, I mean, they would sign for sure for a playoff spot, but I'm not so sure. And I think that's going to be one of the storylines. And listen, I'm the first one to agree we get overrun with Aaron Rodgers talk, and back in the day, Favre and Brady. And of course, Brady did what I never thought he would do. I'll never forget it, sitting with my late mom and back in New England, and the news came down that Brady was going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And not only was Brady going to the Bucs, he was taking Gronk with him. And we know what happened. They won a Super Bowl. I mean, lest we forget that. So what does Aaron Rodgers have to do to etch himself among the all-time greats? I've never thought he was an all-time great. I really didn't. I mean, a great quarterback, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit there and malign the guy. But, I mean, on my list of top 10 all-time quarterbacks, he's probably, what, 6, 7? And if you want to stretch it out to 8 or 9, I mean, you got the Bradys and you got the Montanas. We know that. Okay, I'll give them top 5 or 6. I'm not going. In fact, I'll retract. I'll walk that back. I'm not going to say he's a top 5 all-time quarterback. And now he's going to a franchise. And I just think, you know, the old cliche is he's got his work cut out for him. That division you don't get a break in the AFC North. You just don't get a break. I mean, Cleveland's going to be better. We know Cincinnati's due to do what Cincinnati can do, and that is, you know, they're a few years, well, what, 3 or 4 years removed from a very elite team and a great quarterback in Burrow. I don't know. The Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers was a head-scratcher for me. It's not a money grab. It just isn't. I mean, the guy cannot outlive his money. It's not that. It's just he's in a situation, in my opinion, he's going into a division and a conference, and he was in the AFC with the Jets, don't get me wrong. And don't forget, we gotta give him a little bit of a pass insofar as the injury. I mean, the Achilles injury is as bad as it gets, right? I mean, you blow out your knee, you blow out your shoulder, you're a quarterback, okay. But, you know, the Achilles is about as bad as it gets. But to me, it's going to be very interesting to watch this. And if the latest is the greatest, is Aaron Rodgers and his legacy on the line in Pittsburgh? I think it is. I mean, it's what have you done for me lately? He's got to win. Now, does he have to win big? All right, winning big in Pittsburgh right now, given what they've got, probably means, you know, a playoff. Get a wild card game, win a playoff game. You know, maybe split with Baltimore this year. But I think, you know, when I sit back here and I look at the start of the NFL and I look at quarterbacks, I mean, Matthew Stafford's another example with the Rams. Hurt again, long in the tooth. And the Rams, much like Cincinnati and much like Pittsburgh and some of these other teams, you know, their best days are behind them, you would think. I mean, Cooper Kupp is, you know, taking his snaps or taking his throws up in Seattle. He went to Eastern Washington. He's back, kind of a homecoming for him. And wouldn't Matthew Stafford love to have him? So it's really interesting how we evaluate quarterbacks, and Mike Griffith alluded to it when we were talking to college football quarterbacks. Man, you got to have that supporting cast. You really do. You got to have guys to throw it to. It's a throw the ball first league now. I mean, look what Jared Goff has done in Detroit, and I don't know if we're going to see much of him on Thursday against the Chargers in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. But look at Goff. Look at the supporting cast he had. Or has. That's therein lies the difference. Same thing with Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy just got, you know, he knew it was coming. He broke the bank. He knew he was going to. And I would probably defer to Dom on this, but is Brock Purdy the quarterback that is going to etch his name, not among the all-time greats, but a guy that can make a spearheaded effort to carry the Niners into what the Niners are accustomed to for the most part. And that's playing for a championship, get into the Super Bowl. You know, Mahomes, is he on one level? I think he is. I do. I think I say what you want, but again, look at the supporting cast. Now he does a lot of good on his own. Great improviser. He's a ballerina back there. He's almost, I won't say impossible, but next to impossible to sack. But if you took away his supporting cast, let me tell you something. I'm not saying he's not going to be a great quarterback. He is. I think he was born to do what he's doing. But you have to have that supporting cast. And when I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, I sit there and scratch my head going, for Aaron Rodgers, it's not a money grab, but what it is, it's going to be a long road for him to trudge in Pittsburgh. You know, insofar as Terry Bradshaw's comments, look, when I hear players from the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s knocking the current crop of quarterbacks, I take it with a grain of salt, a commensurate grain of salt. And the reason why is it's a different game. It just... What's that one stat that's always going to be attached to Bradshaw? Was it not a Super Bowl where he threw, what, 12 passes? Patrick Mahomes will throw 12 passes on a drive in the first quarter of a football game. All right, Tom Brady, you know, he dinked and dunked his way to a couple Super Bowls. Look it up. He dinked and dunked his way to efficiency and moving the ball, getting into scoring position, be it field goal or touchdown, more often a touchdown. But he dinked and dunked his way. And right now, they're asking quarterbacks to complete 70 and 75% of your pass attempts better be completions. That's 3 out of 4, right? That's the standard now. So it's not the same game. So when I hear Bradshaw, I kind of go, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, you're a pontificator. You're on Fox. You're on there with Jimmy Johnson. You're on there with Howie Long. You're on there with Randy Moss. You're in there. You're breaking it down. You know, it's a quiet time of year. The season's right around the corner. So you want to spice things up a little bit. I get that. But you cannot compare, in my opinion, and there's a notable exception here, in my opinion, to the quarterbacks of the 70s, 80s, and 90s to today's quarterbacks. It's a different game. I mean, the running back position is what? And I think it'll make a comeback. I really do. But Barry Sanders isn't running out of the tunnel in Detroit anytime soon. They've got some great running backs in Detroit, don't get me wrong. But it's a different game. It just is. So a guy like Goff, Jared Goff, goes to Detroit. He's licking his chops. He's saying, not only can we run it a little bit to keep the defense honest, but I throw the ball long, but I can dink and dunk, and I've got receivers that can catch my balls and move the chains. And, you know, we see now 15, 18, 20-play drives. We see that. And I'm not saying you didn't see it back in the day. Of course you did. But for the most part, the game has transformed. The quarterbacking is so much different. It is so much different. Now, does that mean quarterbacks are going to hang around the league longer? In some cases, I mean, Matthew Stafford, he's on fumes. I mean, he's the low fuel lights on in his engine, no doubt about that. But if you look around the league, you know, we're seeing a new crop of quarterbacks, and we're going to see quarterbacks like Penix. Baker Mayfield in Tampa resurrected his career. Why? Right situation, right core of receivers, a coach that believed in him. And I'm not saying, you know, Baker Mayfield is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is he's a guy that resurrected his career because he got into the right system. And then you look at the system in Carolina, and I think the Carolina Panthers, quite frankly, are going to be one organization to keep an eye on this year. Why? The coaching change there is now starting to take hold, number one. Number two, you've got a quarterback who is very athletic, an improved surrounding cast of receivers, and enough of a running game to where, you know, you look at Carolina, you say, you know what, in that NFC South, they may make some noise. They might make some noise this year. So we shall see. I do think, though, when you really look at it, you're going to look at, there's going to be about 4 or 5 really elite teams, and then you're going to see a precipitous drop-off in the National Football League this year. Now, the league loves parity, right? They love parity. I think we'll get it, but it's going to be a notch below those 4, 5, 6 elite teams. Coming back, we'll put a wrap on it. We'll take you through the night with Jeff and Jen, the Riches. We'll take you through the night here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. Coming back to wrap it up.
Okay. Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Wrapping up an hour of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez doing an outstanding job as usual. Baseball, how about the Blue Jays? They're going the wrong way right now. And the Orioles, and are the Orioles not the biggest surprise in a negative way this year? My Lord, what is up with the Birds? But in the Battle of the Birds, first of a doubleheader, I think it was a reschedule from April 11th, if memory serves. Orioles 16-4 over the Blue Jays, so they will play the second game, and we'll get you updated with all the scores. I'm sure Jeff and Jen will do an outstanding job with that as well. But yeah, pro football Thursday night, college football right around the corner. The dog days of August are upon us, and now it's just a matter of counting days as we get ready for Florida State, Alabama. Iowa State will take to Ireland. They will be in the Emerald Isle to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. And what is very interesting about that game, I mean, that's a conference game. That's a Big 12 conference game. You know, in the past, we've seen Navy, Notre Dame. We've seen this series over in Dublin, which I love, by the way, because you get football in the morning. But we're accustomed to that, right, with the NFL, with their European series of games, and we're going to see Madrid, we're going to see Germany, obviously London. So our game, our great game, the game of football, is certainly global, no question about it. All right, stand by after the top of the hour update. Today's sports in 60 times 2 from Mr. Brock Hines. Jeff and Jen will take you through the night as well as we talk the world of sports. We're back at it on Thursday, talking the world of sports right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez, for the whole crew. Adios. Stay tuned for more sports talk 24/7 here on Sports Byline.